Disconnected.
You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acra, Catskill, Hudson, Athens, Germantown, Chatham, Cooksackie, hands-on community radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Hey man, I haven't seen you around for a while. Where you been? You know, I just been woodshedding. Oh yeah, where's that? Oh, out in the woodshed. Oh, cool, dude, cool. What you working on? Oh, you want to check it out? Yeah, I got it on my mini disc player. Oh yeah, let me hear it. Yeah, that's something I've been working on out in the woodshed. Oh yeah, I like that sound, man. Hold on, let me play you something I got on my new DAT. Yeah, it's a DAT player. I've been working on it outside in the garage. Hold on, let me get it for you. Okay, put your headphones into this magic. Oh, that sounds eerily similar, but I really like it. Yeah, hopefully we can play together sometime so we can gang up on some serious power chords. Like this one? What about this one? Yeah, I like that one. We'll see you around, man. Battlefield Earth, every Tuesday night from 10 p.m. till midnight. Tune in.
Now, from Survival comes an economical do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Civil defense approved and easy to assemble. Takes just a weekend.
Get maximum protection from nuclear fallout for your family.
See a Survival shelter today.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Joshua Mail of Seattle, Washington. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
This is the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Current Democratic Representative Paul Tonko from the 20th District votes with the positions of President Joe Biden 100% of the time, according to the 538.com website. Republican Elise Stefanik, currently representing the 21st District, votes with Biden's positions 19.3% of the time. Democrat Pat Ryan just began representing the 19th Congressional District and has yet to be included in the 538 rankings. Ryan will represent the 18th Congressional District in January, when Republican Mark Molinaro takes over representing the 19th Congressional District.
Kevin Frey in New York State of Politics speaks with Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, recently elected to represent New York's 19th Congressional District. Republican Molinaro claims the midterm results show Americans want leaders to work together, taking away Democrats' control of the House of Representatives. Molinaro said, and I quote, "It is our responsibility not only to provide the checks and balances and results here in Washington, but I think also to speak up when Albany acts in a way that New Yorkers don't feel is appropriate for them," end quote. New York was key for Republicans flipping the House, with four districts switching from Democrats after the votes were counted. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics.
Mid-Hudson News is reporting that a group of Hudson Valley Democratic Party chairs has written to longtime state chair Jay Jacobs, asking him to implement four common-sense reforms to increase Democratic operations, provide robust support for county committees, expand and diversify the voices involved in decision-making, and strengthen the party's infrastructure ahead of the next election cycle. The general election this month saw mixed results in the Hudson Valley, ranging from successes in Ulster and Westchester counties to, quote, disappointing outcomes, unquote, for statewide candidates in several counties, as well as the loss of state legislative and congressional seats previously held by Democrats. Last week, two letters were circulated, one calling on Jacobs to step down from his party leadership role, and the other from county chairs offering their continued support. The members of the Greater Hudson Valley Coalition declined to sign on to either letter. That group wrote their own letter to Jacobs asking state leadership to convene a session of the State Democratic Committee's Executive Committee before the end of the year to present, discuss, and adopt a plan to implement their reforms. The letter is signed by Columbia County Chair Sam Hodge, Lori Turgeson of Greene County, Michael Dupree and Julie Shiroshi of Dutchess County, and Kaylee McKenzie of Ulster County, and others. Read more about the story at MidHudsonNews.com.
MidHudson News reports that while Pat Ryan currently represents the 19th Congressional District in the House of Representatives, he is about to change to the 18th Congressional District in January. Ryan won a special election in August to fill in the final weeks of Representative Antonio Delgado's term in the 19th District after he left to become Lieutenant Governor. Ryan then was elected for a full term in the new 18th Congressional District in November, which means he switches districts in January. On November 28th, Ryan was more in 18th Congressional District mode, speaking just outside of West Point in support of passage of the National Defense Authorization Act. Quote, "When it comes to our veterans, our military families, we have to rise above this partisan divide we have in our country right now, come together as patriots and make sure that we deliver in keeping our country safe and supporting our troops and our military families," unquote, he said. In particular, Ryan said $39.8 million would go towards the continuing construction of the $200 million West Point Cyber and Engineering Center, and $1.6 million would upgrade barracks and child development centers at West Point if the National Defense Authorization Act was passed in its current state. There's also a 4.6% pay raise for active duty members and civilians in the bill. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com. Steve Bennin reports for MSNBC that Representative Elise Stefanik is keeping up her full-throated defense of former President Donald Trump, but is so far mum on his dinner with a leading figure among white supremacists and anti-Semites. After Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed Jack Smith to oversee the criminal investigation into Trump, the former president ordered his backers to defend him, saying, quote, "You people have to fight. You have to fight. You have to be strong," unquote. So on November 29th, Stefanik told the far-right Breitbart News that, quote, "The facts are clear. Jack Smith is compromised. Joe Biden's weaponized DOJ has launched an illegitimate special counsel to investigate his number one political opponent," unquote. She said, "When Republicans take over the House of Representatives in January, they will launch a counter-investigation," although she did not say exactly what they would investigate. Meanwhile, Stefanik is quiet so far on Trump's dinner meeting with notorious anti-Semites Kanye West and Nick Fuentes. PBS NewsHour asked 57 Republican lawmakers for comment on that meeting, and Stefanik is one of the many not responding with any comment about the former president meeting with fringe political figures with hateful political views. Stefanik represents the 21st Congressional District in New York that includes Rensselaer County. Read more about this story at the MSNBC website.
Carl Campanelli is reporting for the New York Post that Republican Representative Elise Stefanik is accusing U.S. Postal Service workers of opening her campaign mail and stealing $20,000 in campaign checks. Stefanik, the House GOP conference chair, made the claim in a December 1st letter to Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. Quote, "We are writing you on behalf of our clients, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik and her campaign committee, Elise for Congress, concerning the repeated targeted theft of campaign contributions from packages sent through the United States Postal Service," unquote, wrote attorney Michael Toner. Toner alleged that on four occasions between June and November this year, packages sent by the Elise for Congress committee containing campaign contributions were ripped open and the contents taken on the custody of the post office or its contractors. The attorney further alleged that in addition to the loss of campaign contributions, hundreds of Stefanik supporters were exposed to potential identity theft or financial fraud. It is unclear if any of the stolen checks were cashed. The U.S. Postal Service or of the Inspector General is investigating the mail theft, but Toner and said the IG's office, quote, "which recovered the discarded ripped-open packages in Memphis, has not returned our clients' calls," unquote. Stefanik is demanding the Postal Service provide her with a full update by December 8th on what has been done to date in investigating the thefts and what measures it will take to prevent or prosecute mail theft against her and other Americans in the future. Postal Service spokesperson Dave Partenheimer said, quote, "We did receive a letter on December 1st from representatives of Elise for Congress, and we will respond to the senator directly with our findings on this investigative matter. In matters like this, both the Postal Inspection Service and Office of Inspector General have a potential role to play," unquote. Read more about this story in the New York Post.
Kenneth C. Crow II reports in the Times Union that the floating solar array for Cohoes City Reservoir is not in the water yet, but Representative Paul Tonko wants to create similar projects across the nation. Tonko is introducing legislation for federal support to replicate the project. Tonko, a Democrat representing the 20th Congressional District, said on December 2nd, and I quote, "The innovative project in Cohoes shined a light on the advantages of floating solar to reach our nation's renewable energy goals and reduce bills for families and communities. Since the inception of this project, I've said that Cohoes Reservoir will serve as a model for the nation, and with my Power Our Reservoirs Act that I just introduced, it will do just that," end quote. Cohoes Mayor Bill Keeler predicts that the $5.9 million array with 8,000 solar panels will be floating in the fall of 2024 or the spring of 2025. Keeler said, and I quote, "We said from the start this could be a national model. We've been working with the congressman. He's been super enthusiastic and a great help to us financially," end quote. Tonko says a 2018 study by the National Renewable Energy Laboratory found that deploying floating solar on the county's more than 24,000 human-made reservoirs could save 2.1 million hectares of land and meet 10% of the country's electricity needs. Solar arrays in water cost more than land-based systems, but have other benefits, including reducing algal blooms. Read the full story in the Times Union.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information.
And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, sunny with a high near 36 degrees. There will be increasing clouds on Saturday night with a temperature low of around 23 degrees. And on Sunday, there will be snow mainly after 1 p.m. with a temperature high near 34 degrees. And more snow Sunday night mainly before 1 a.m. with a temperature low of around 27 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC. 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Pat of Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC, hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Number 10.
This is the Eli Escobar remix of the Us Girls, or US Girls, however you want to say it, recent pop smash, So Typically Now.
Brooklyn stared and Kingston's booming. That's a real nice snake. Can I make it stop zooming? You moved upstate, so typically now I'll send you an image. If you would just calm down. Kingston's booming, ripping out my roots. What the hell am I doing? I moved upstate, so typically now I sent you an image. You sent me a thumb down. Triggers with thumbs, they run this show. So you sold off your condo. You're shoving it down, you're dropping it out. You always do what you want though. You under duets, I'm freaking out. Yeah, I'm changing my passwords. Gotta sell my best to my mom. See you someday in heaven. You need a time out. Ask and you shall receive. Then you find out it's all that you really need. You need a time out. Ask and you shall receive. Then you find out it's all that you really need.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine,
nine,
nine.
2022 new music from DNRES, Denres. That's Aaron of Buke and Gase, who live in Hudson. Aaron.
Number
8. From the 2022 album Near Earth, this is Rodney Allen Greenblatt from Catskill and A Slice of Cinnamon Pie. Thank you.
number 7.
7.
Next, here is 2022 new music from Karen Schomer, the Columbia County-based poet and sound artist Peter Taylor. Their album is called Agro Dulce, and this song is called Do You Remember the Factory That Burned?
This road wasn't here. This alley wasn't here. The stream became a reservoir. The flood came down the hill past the Catholic Church. This was a stream. It shouldn't be a lake. The bridge is too low. Water can rise past it. Dead branches clog the dam. Sunlight grazes pasture, which was woods, which was a farm, which was a factory. On the old map, we set the clocks back. A different sun rises over a different ridge. I fall asleep and levitate. Trees lift the roof off the house. I sleep with pines. Their branches are sturdy, but unkind. I don't love you anymore. I don't.
Number
6.
Since I have been so thank you.
Hudson, that was Beethoven. The song Circles from their 2022 album Light Moving Time.
Number
five.
From the 2022 album I, this is Lucretia Dalt with Contenida.
Number
4 4 4 4 4 4 4.
Horse Lords there with Zero Degree Machine from their 2022 album Comradely Objects on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Creative Community Radio.
Number
three.
Living in the way.
Waves Blood there. From the 2022 album End in the Darkness, Hearts Aglow, it's not just me, it's everybody.
Number
2
The Soft Pink Truth there with Wanna Know from their 2022 album. Is it going to get any deeper than this?
Number
one.
Next, we hear from James Marlon Magas with a collaboration with Miss Pussycat, who usually plays with Quintron. This is from James Marlon Magas' 2022 album, Confusion Is My Name. It's called Irma Irma.
Irma, Irma, love Irma.